This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Driven by our D&M Leasing Studios, live from Radio Row in New Orleans, it's the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Radio Row in New Orleans, courtesy of Stella Artois. Thank you very much for helping this happen all week long. Thank you very much to the Tolos, the Twolos, the YouTubers. Let's have another damn fine show. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, the more famouser Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing today? What was that noise?
It is take a load off Friday.
Oh, 4 hours
dear
left, Corey.
God.
Yes, 4 hours of taking a load off. And Kevin, I couldn't be happier that we get to do this on Radio Row, our first ever take-a-load-off.
I didn't even recognize.
On Radio Row.
Our guy Carter has a take-a-load-off shirt.
Carter is wearing his take-a-load-off shirt.
I'm stoked that we get to do this because, man, I need to take a load off. You know what I mean?
I mean, how about Mike likes it yesterday?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a really long day for me?
For you?
I hope so.
Or you could just join.
He hasn't yelled at us.
He did. Remember he told you to shut up.
Yeah, but not loud enough that everybody stopped their show to look over here. That hasn't happened
yet.
You're
right. It hasn't happened.
Where everybody's like, oh, no, what's happening over there? Is that show going to never be back like at the Super Bowl because they're going to get kicked out because they're fighting with each other?
All right. I'm going to give this a shot nonetheless. It is also a shout-out Friday if you want to get your shout-outs in. 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Let's do some Super Bowl overreaction or reality. You guys ready?
I hope.
Yeah, okay. For some reason I expected like music to drop right. I have no clue why. Done that. It was like
not like us hits and you're like, okay.
Just for future, don't ever ask if we're ready.
That's true.
Just be ready to repeat the question.
Okay. That is fair. Man, this
I think I asked him to repeat a question last night at dinner.
Yes. That is definitely something that happened. And you did it the same way you do on air. You go, yeah, but like, can you just tell me your question again? I was like, God. All right, overreaction to reality. Eagles fans will turn on Jalen Hurts if Philly loses the Super Bowl.
Have they turned on him already? Like, because he's not.
See, I don't think so.
I thought they did at the end of last year.
And then they're
back.
But then they seem to be right back in. You know, Jalen Hurts would be the youngest starting quarterback ever with multiple Super Bowl losses.
Because usually the young quarterbacks don't get back. You know, like
or they win the next one. Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy.
When you say turn on him, like, you mean, like, we don't want him to be our quarterback anymore?
Or, like, he'll never win anything.
Well, It's Philadelphia, so probably yes.
That's true.
But you have to understand only Tom Brady has beaten Patrick Mahomes twice and Joe Burrow once. So I tell Philly fans, hey, Washington's an up-and-coming team. That's a team, obviously, you just beat to come to the Super Bowl. You're going to have to watch out for them and other teams in the NFC. But you should be pretty good. The Giants and the Cowboys probably aren't going to be very good the next few years. So I would say, I don't know what to tell you. Just hope if you get to another Super Bowl that Kansas City's not in the Super Bowl.
And that's
if they lose.
And,
and I don't know when that'll happen, when they won't win the AFC championship and be in the Super Bowl.
Who
I have no clue when
knows.
To predict that.
All right, Super Bowl overreaction or reality. The Chiefs run at a historic three-peat is fun, not annoying. Because,
you
like, outside of the refs, there's a lot of people who are like, I just don't want the Chiefs to win. Mm-hmm. And I just don't have that same sense of fatigue with them, I guess, as some people. I think it's neat.
I think you need – well, in football, you don't need any team. It's good, right? It doesn't matter who plays.
Yeah.
Like, it could be two – let's just say – I don't know, Seattle maybe.
I think
like
it helps, though. You're right about need.
Yeah, but other sports need.
I agree.
The Dodgers and the Yankees and Boston and stuff like that. Football doesn't need it, but I think it's pretty awesome because they came up with this thing called the salary cap to stop dynasties from happening, and all we're seeing is somewhat dynasties happening.
Yeah.
People hate Philly fans. People hate Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
Do people hate Chiefs fans yet? Like, aside from, you know, Chargers and Broncos, you know, people in their division.
I feel like there was a time when people were really against, like, just Brittany Mahomes, but I don't necessarily get the sense that Chiefs fans in general
like
are hated.
On Midwest, you know, everybody's kind of like, oh, good.
I think they do care because they are holding away good teams from making the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl. So probably if you're San Francisco and you've lost two times in the Super Bowl recently to Kansas City, you probably hate them. If you're Buffalo, you hate them. If you're Baltimore, you hate them. You know, nobody cared about the Patriots. They were like the third or fourth team in their own kind city metroplex area.
Yeah.
And then they took over, then everybody started hating a team nobody even cared about. Their fans barely cared about them.
Yeah.
Man, I want to give a shout-out because somebody texted this in from the 214. I do miss the media row days where Chris Arnold did the ooh-wee at the top of the hour and the other media outlets would get annoyed. So,
especially Jim Rome.
Yes, my first shout-out is to Chris Arnold. Anybody that can annoy that douchebag is all right with me.
I like this text from the
He doesn't come here anymore.
Yeah,
because
he sucks.
No, the douchebag.
No,
oh.
Chris Arnold is great.
Chris doesn't come here. He hasn't come here in a while.
I love to hang out with Chris.
He's going to say, hey, clones.
From the 469, for someone who struggled with mental health from time to time, it seems counterintuitive to work with Mike.
And that's and why we have the talking doctor.
You know what's probably, that's the reason. You know what's really like fun about that, for how we've been working with Mike this time, is when you say something like that, the smile he makes, because he's like, yeah, that's a funny joke. He respects good jokes. I like it.
I'm sorry, Carter. I'm not stop that. I'm not sure what you're saying.
He's trying to get you to say not the big game. He's trying to get you to say the other words.
I think. Oh,
yeah,
the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
Zoom.
Oh, the Zoom.
Yeah, you're not Zooming with
wait.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Zoom, Zoom.
I'm Zooming.
Okay, I'm sorry. I dropped the ball on that.
Wow.
All right. Take your time with this question, even though, Mike, I don't think you will.
Right.
Overreaction or reality, you were excited for Kendrick Lamar's halftime show.
Nope.
I figured that's what he was going to say, and I figured it would be quick.
Last night at the bar, they were playing some Kendrick. The band on stage was playing some Kendrick Lamar, and the place was rocking, dude. So I'm very interested to see how many layers he puts into this, because people dissected that 30-second ad that he did.
Yeah,
they dissected it and were like, oh, this and this and this and all these things that he's doing, like all these things are shots at Drake. And I'm like, okay, how is he going to do that on the, you know, during the halftime show? Is he, or is he just going to leave it alone and have a great performance? So I'm very interested to see it.
Now, this one I've got some facts behind, and once again, they just show how ridiculous Patrick Mahomes is. Overreaction or reality? Because I think I believe this one. The Eagles will lose a big lead on Sunday. So check this out. In the history of the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes is 3-1 when being down double digits in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Every other quarterback is 4-48. Like, what?
Jeez Louise, man.
And so just in the playoffs, Patrick Mahomes is 5-2 when trailing by double digits. So you're like, hell yeah, we got a 10-point lead. And Patrick Mahomes is like, this is just the way I like it. So I actually could see the Eagles getting out to a 10-13-point lead and giving it away.
I won't say it's over, but that really helps out when you have Saquon Barkley.
It really does.
And then we talked about Patrick Mahomes. Because of the team he has, it's tough for them to make big plays where he throws the ball 40-plus yards down the field because they don't really have that receiver. They're hoping Worthy becomes that receiver, but it's just not happening yet. So that would be huge because the other way, I think Philadelphia screwed.
Because you don't think they're going to run their way back to it.
Yeah, they get down by 10. Now it puts them in more of a passing team situation and less of a running threat. And that will be very tough for Kellen Moore to say, hey, we still have whatever it is, 20 minutes to go, 25 minutes to go. We're only down by 10. I can't stop using Saquon Barkley. We have to trust that we're going to score on this drive and that our defense is going to stop them. If our defense doesn't stop them, there's nothing I can do. But we are going to have to move the ball down the field like we did and maybe hope Saquon Barkley hits a big play.
Yeah, I think we know Kellen Moore. Don't you have that feeling, though, that he's going to be like, we got to score another touchdown.
He's already in New Orleans for his new job. He doesn't have to leave after the game. He just doesn't after the game. He's like,
true.
I'm staying here.
He always tends to call an unnecessary pass play. You know, you're like, why? You didn't have to do that. You could just run the clock out. And he's like, nah, I wanted to light the scoreboard up. And I think the Chiefs will have a significant series of plays that'll be in their favor, not because of the refs, just because they're that kind of team. Things fall in their favor.
Now, I feel like this one seems like a no, so I present some evidence as well.
I present
NFL overreaction or reality. Travis Kelce will break his own Super Bowl record. All right. So Travis Kelce has the most yards by a tight end in the Super Bowl with 133. Already in this playoff run, he has a game where he had 117 yards receiving. And if you look at the NFL...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
See, championship game. Zach Ertz was able to take advantage of Philly. Now, you might make the argument that's when Philly just didn't really give a crap, but Zach Ertz was over 100 yards. So, do you see this being a big game, potentially record-breaking game, might be too far for y'all on Travis Kelce?
I don't. Because in the mode that Washington was in, I didn't think that they weren't particularly concerned about Zach Ertz. I think they're going to look at Travis Kelce and say, we got to stop him first.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Worthy, and then we'll go to this guy.
Yeah.
But they do have a lot of, we discussed it, all the different weapons that he has to go through.
Sure.
And the way that Andy Reid rolls them out in waves. He's like, hey, all right, Hopkins is out there. You're off the field now. Worthy's out there. Juju. He's got all these groups that he can go to. Even, like, he's got all these big tight ends that are like mimics of Travis Kelce. So I don't think he will, just because I think they're going to try and focus on him.
Yeah, I think that they're the other thing, too, is I'm assuming, I don't know this, that the Eagles are going to concentrate, especially early on in the game. We're not going to let Travis Kelce get going.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the one person that you're like, look, it seems like, and the Chiefs are okay with that. They'll figure out a way in the third or fourth quarter when they need him to really use him more. So I don't see it.
Okay.
I think it'd be a mistake on the Eagles' part to be like, let's just cover him with a linebacker or have a safety 8 yards off of him. And we're okay with him catching 4 and 6 yard routes early in the game.
Kevin, can I ask a question?
Sure.
This is baseball. Is that okay?
Yes.
When a pitcher starts a game and has 2 strikeouts to start the game, mm-hmm. do guys start going, we gotta not let him get going? Is that a mentality where they're like,
it matters who the pitcher is?
Okay.
So
DeGrom.
I mean, I'm going, yeah. Or I'll use an older example.
Okay.
Is Bartolo Colon.
Right.
I played with him on Cleveland, or when he was with Anaheim, he would start the game off throwing 93-94. And you better kind of get to him then. Another one of my teammates, Tom Glavine, was always known as being a slow starter. He would always have a higher ERA in the first inning. But if you didn't get to him in the first or possibly second inning, Tom Glavine's going 7-plus innings on you. Because you didn't up his pitch count. You didn't put pressure on him. And then Bartolo would start throwing 100 miles an hour in the fifth inning. And so it was like Bartolo like slowly worked into, I'm going to give you my stuff at 80% to start the game. 90% by the third inning, and then I start wrecking it up to 100% fifth, sixth inning and on. And that's how he could throw complete games back in the day. So it just matters who you're facing. Nowadays, so many guys are going all out because they know
they
have 90
innings,
pitches, 5 innings. So they're not really pacing themselves for a long game.
Gotcha.
Super Bowl overreaction or reality, Spags will blitz Jalen Hurts into the ground.
This is interesting because yesterday when Baldinger was on, I love what he said about Chris Jones.
Such a smart fella.
I love talking with Baldy. But when he was talking about Chris Jones, and he's like, look, that dude lines up all over the field, all across the defensive line, and then in the fourth quarter, after he knows where his matchups are, he's been taking notes on this all game, and that's whenever he attacks in the fourth quarter on a third and eight. So I think, Kevin, I think they're going to play. They're going to be good and sound defensively. And then at the end of the game, I think Spagnuolo is going to say, all right, all the wrinkles, let's go. I think he's going to start throwing all the disguises and do it at the end of the game when it matters most.
So the good news is they just got to play Josh Allen, who's even more athletic and a better runner than Hurts. I'm not saying Hurts isn't good. I'm just saying that there's a dude who's better.
I got
how
you.
Much I can't.
He's
I don't,
the MVP.
I don't feel. That's true. I don't feel like they blitzed him a lot until the game got close on the line.
Now,
You're
totally right about
you
that.
You are, yeah.
Here's my question about why it might be different with Jalen Hurts. It feels like if you need to throw yourself to victory, people generally trust Josh Allen to get the job done, right? I don't think that's the case with Jalen Hurts. So I am kind of wondering if they're like, let's bring the heat, see if we can rattle him early, because he ain't throwing them to nothing.
And he does tend to get rattled once if it happens early. So you might be dead on.
I'm just curious.
Whereas Josh Allen like has a very short memory, you know, and it just seems like he's like, all right. But at the end of the game, they needed a play. So maybe you got a really good point there, Kevin.
Now, this is a really weird factoid. NFL overreaction or reality. The team that scores last will not win the Super Bowl. So the team that scored last has won 18 of the last 19 Super Bowls.
Holy cow.
And so that doesn't always mean the game has to be close, but obviously we've seen a lot of close games.
I expect a close game. I expect nothing but really good football. These are two really talented teams.
Houston had a chance to tie/beat Kansas City. In the end, they got up by, I believe, 11 points and took the safety. But Houston was in that whole game, and Buffalo was in the game. They obviously had leads at times.
Yeah.
So, I expect Kansas City to be in kind of a mid-20s, maybe get to 30, but I don't expect it to get much past 30. So I expect the game to be kind of in that 25 to 30 range, and both teams being around that number. I would not bet on this game, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I'm rooting for Kansas City. I wouldn't bet against Patrick Mahomes, but I wouldn't want to put a lot of money on this game. I do not have a good feel for this game at all.
What is the spread? Is it -1.5?
One and a half.
Yeah, see, that's too close for me. But I expect this game to be that kind of close game.
So you say last score wins?
I think so. I think it's going to be one of those Harrison Butker field goals. And then everybody's really happy about that.
Yeah.
Because of the Chiefs.
Man, there are certain players that, like, it's all about football, but if something happens with this player or that player, you know it's going to take on this bizarre life of its own.
I didn't even mean it that way, honestly.
No, I know.
I thought about it. Once I said it, I was like, oh, yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some Super Bowl prop bets, the long shots, the easy plays, and the bets that are going to be huge.
Huge.
Next on The Fan.
Mahomes stepping up again, tries to throw. Light caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce owning this game.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We're live on Radio Row, brought to you by Stella Artois.
Media Row.
Media
Midway.
Get it right.
You prefer the Media Midway, whatever you want to call it. All right.
You seen a sign that said to Radio Row? It says
did
the Media Row.
Did it say
Row.
To Media Row?
Yeah.
I did.
Are
not
you serious?
See that. Okay.
Do you not remember what we talked about Tuesday?
I do remember that. All right. So, and by the way, there's some spots where the point spread has slid down to Kansas City by one as opposed to 1.5. But you talked about how tough it is to bet on this game. I wanted to throw something out historically for the over-under that just surprised the heck out of me. The over-under is 49.5 for this game. Like, theoretically, what are you guys feeling on that?
25-25.
Well, then you're
going to over.
Yeah, then
25-24.
Okay, well, under. Then you're going to hit the over because you're going to overtime.
First ever tie.
Why would that
make happen? Everybody feel good? You know, everybody
needs that would just
good.
Piss off everybody.
Let's bring the country together.
Okay,
the reds and the greens come together.
I don't.
Just like East Coast, West Coast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was my mistake for asking a question. So,
I like that.
The over under in the history of the Super Bowl is 28 over, 28 under, and one push, because there was no over under for Super Bowl one. And last year, I think...
What was the score for Super Bowl
is one? When it pushed... It was a blowout.
2-0.
It was not 2-0.
Nobody knows. Last year, it could have been.
Yeah, Green Bay won.
Yes, they did. But it wasn't 2-0. Last year was the first time they pushed.
Yeah, why don't they put the scores on these things? There's a whole bunch of... It's like the program or whatever above us for Super Bowl one, but they didn't put the score on it.
35-10.
I told you, blow up.
Way to go. The minor leaguers really got hammered there.
The next year was 33-14. Good God.
Because the AFL was considered the minor leagues.
Yes, and that's why Joe Namath and company winning Super Bowl III was so big, because people were like, this game is kind of stupid, because the NFL team just kicks their ass every year.
Yeah.
And they were like
16-7
They were 16.5-point underdogs in that game, the Jets.
They scored 16.
Yeah, something crazy number. And they
wouldn't even – well, I guess they weren't the favorite team. So.
All right. I got some more prop bets for you guys, but at this rate, I fear all of the content on today's show. Will – any player be seen smoking a cigar on the field? 5.5.
Yes. I've never seen a player do it during a game.
Yes, I think I think Chris Jones. Well, I mean, we saw Lynn Dawson in the locker room, right? Smoking
that wouldn't count though.
This has to be like as he's taking the snap, right?
Chris Jones is just like,
I don't want this.
He sacks Jalen Hurts and puts it on his helmet.
God, this is going to be such a long day.
No, I think there will, because after the game, I really do think somebody's going to hand Chris Jones a cigar, and he's going to have it out there while they're getting the trophy.
I'm going to be honest. I almost turn off every – I don't even remember watching the Rangers World Series celebration. I'm sure I did. I'm not telling you I didn't.
I'm with you, but I definitely watch that
one. I usually turn off the game after it's over. Like, I might watch, like, they get to Patrick Mahomes really quick and say something, but I'm kind of like – I don't watch the whole thing, so I'm not sure how many times I've seen guys smoking cigars or not after the game.
From the 940, Luka will be there smoking on the field.
Well, I remember I watched that the Peyton Denver Broncos Super Bowl win, because I wanted to see if he was going to, like, announce his retirement on spot. But other than that, I'm with you. All right. You guys will enjoy this one. Which word will Travis Kelce say first on the field? Damn. This would be in the post game, I assume. Damn, hell, party, beer, Taylor, or State Farm?
I think wow is going to be the first word.
Oh, that's not one of your six options.
State Farm, then. I'm going to go with that
12 one. 12-1 on your money if State Farm is the first thing he says.
I think he's going to say hey.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
I don't have betting odds for that.
Ooh.
All right, which will be
magnitude?
Oh no! Is the thought that Travis Kelce is not smart?
He's actually a smart guy. Okay, I just think it's funny.
Which will be higher? Total points scored in the Super Bowl,
or Pac-Man Jones here at Media Row?
Nobody's higher than that. Or the longest field goal made in the game. So total points. Or the longest field goal made in the game.
So
you guys say Philadelphia is in trouble with that one, right?
Yes, Jake Elliott can't make long field goals for crap.
Give me the man who thanks his wife, Harrison Buckner.
Man. Okay, Buckner. But again, this is not a choice between your kickers. Are you just saying
I'm just saying, like, he's probably the one that will kick one longer.
I agree.
Because you guys are saying the Philadelphia kicker is inconsistent, right?
I feel like they're not really going to take a big risk on, unless it's fourth quarter, late in the game, they have to, on like a 60-yard field goal. I think 55 is probably the max that I feel that they're going to go for.
Okay.
And I think there's going to be more points than 55.
Okay.
So your big bet would be, I'm not saying you're betting, but would be picking the over in the game if it's 49.5.
I think so. I think I am. I think this is going to be like a 28 to... 27 kind of, like 28, okay. 26.
Like, what college do you think your kid wants to go to right now?
He wants to go to Berkeley in Boston.
Probably like $80,000 a year.
But he's probably going to UNT.
Are you
going to
tell him to bet all his savings?
Bet, take it out his college savings when
don't
you get
do
home.
That.
Fly to Vegas and put every dollar you have on it and then be like, this is your chance to go to a good school.
Why wouldn't you just make the bet here?
In Louisiana?
Yeah.
They have a sports book here?
Yeah.
All right. You don't have all your money yet, right? Call up your wife. Tell her to get everything liquidated.
Don't.
And then put everything on it. Be like, look, our kids are either going to college or they're going to a trade school.
I prefer Mike to make plays on Daily Fantasy instead. That's the way I like
Underdog.
To rock it.
Yeah. Best place to go.
I'm going right now.
Okay, great.
What is it called? Underdog?
Underdog.
You can go to
underdogfantasy.com or download Underdog on your
Underdog
phone. All right. Corey?
Fantasy. I'm going to be busy right now.
You like the long shots.
I love the long
shots. I got a long shot for you. Jalen Carter to record a sack, cause a fumble that's blocked by the NFL.
Yeah, the NFL won't let me underdog
well,
right now.
That's stupid because it's Daily Fantasy.
Wow.
Jalen Carter to record a sack, cause a fumble, and recover the fumble on the same play.
I'm not betting that.
80-1 on your odds.
Oh, those are fantastic odds. Never tell me the odds.
Okay, undetermined odds on that bet.
That is those odds are amazing.
I know.
I'll bet a dollar on that one.
Okay.
I'm totally in on
that. Happen on the same play.
I love to bet a dollar on something like that.
Oh, man, Mike already outsmarted the NFL security.
Did you hack the internet?
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm smarter than I know.
Absolutely.
Okay, Tuttle agrees. Will the 2-minute warning hit at exactly 2 minutes?
No.
We have two different tries.
That's true. 4-1 on your money.
Because I believe that this is going to be a close game, I think they're going to be trying to make plays at that time. And
I
feel like a lot of times they go over or around it.
It'll hit.
Okay, 4-1 if you want to make that happen.
No, but you're saying you get better odds to say it won't be the 2-minute warning, like 2 minute exactly.
No, if you say
it'll hit 2 minutes exactly, I get more. I can
4
bet
4-1 on your money.
So, Corey, think about it this way.
Oh my God!
You bet
don't
$20,000 on this. Okay, that's like a year at UNT.
Or if I listen to the fan on the Odyssey app for an hour, I could win $20,000.
Oh, that's true.
And
well,
trip
you
to Vegas.
Can't.
Well, yeah, but they can. Yeah.
And watch the Mavericks play in 2031 or 32. So you take $20,000, bet it on the 2-minute warning. If it hits,
that would send up a flag.
You have now 4 years of college at UNT.
Dude, that's awesome.
Huh?
Okay,
the flip side is if you don't, you lost your money.
Tell your son he has to get a job.
That's called gambling, Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, what bad things could happen?
Nobody's life has ever been impacted negatively by gambling.
That's why it's called gambling, because it is a risk.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
you got to risk it. I think it's called for the biscuit.
Yeah, eat biscuits.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tolos.
I'm still loading on Underdog Fantasy.
I saw Tolo at our hotel.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah,
he
came up to me at the elevator. He's like, dude, I love the show.
Oh, wow.
Hey, if you have a credential somehow in the media hall and you want to come tag in for me today, I might be up for
Mike.
That.
Is he bald and white?
I don't think so.
Mike,
I think he was white, maybe.
I almost ran over Olivia Culpo yesterday. Supermodel.
He doesn't know who that is.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey's wife. She's a supermodel.
Oh, that's good
for her.
She's
so rich. And then I think Kyle Juszczyk's wife.
Juszczyk.
I think she's staying in our hotel. I saw her this morning down in the lobby.
Wow, he hasn't made it, huh?
Okay, guys, try to stay focused. Will the game be tied again after 0-0? Man, I can tell this is going to be the day.
Like at the end of the first drive, they punt and it's still 0-0.
No.
Tie.
After 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be some score on the board. I know you're like, well, they punted it after they kicked it off to 0. No.
Still 0-0.
No.
After 0-0.
No.
How long? You're asking how long will the game be 0-0?
Oh, my freaking God.
That's a good question.
Yeah, can you?
How is that a good question?
Can you
I'm going to guess.
In the form of a sentence?
I'm going to guess the over under is the 8-minute mark for 0-0. I'm going to guess that it will be tied at 0-0 and another number.
You know what? I hope you do get diarrhea again. How about that?
All right.
Oh, man.
Since you can't yell, I'm taking a load off.
I
hope so, too. And I hope after I get diarrhea, you have to pee really bad in the same restroom on the plane.
All right.
Hey, Tolo,
do you want me to announce this plane? Sorry, everybody. I had diarrhea.
fact that nothing seems to embarrass you is infuriating. All right.
Don't worry.
Okay. How many times will President Trump be shown live during the Super Bowl?
Twice.
Ooh, that is the over-under.
Oh, crap. Two and a half.
Okay.
Is she sitting with Taylor Swift?
I don't believe so. That would be weird.
Very fascinating. Awesome. But that being said,
Kendrick Lamar.
That would be awesome.
That being said, and this is I know what Kevin. I know what politics has done
on that.
To us. I know it has divided us in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have a lot of respect for the position.
Yes.
And so, like, if somebody said, "Hey, the president has asked you to come to the suite," I'm going. You know, it doesn't matter who it is. It's the president. So I'm going to go and I'm going to, again, have my opportunity to say how I feel about it.
I'm with
you.
And
hopefully, as the president, they listen and take that information for what it's worth.
You're going to give him your political thoughts during the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Or whatever I feel like I need.
What's he going to do? Leave the game?
Whatever it is. Yeah. No, actually, he won't.
Yeah.
I don't think he's staying there for the whole game.
Exactly.
So I don't think he's there at all.
That's what he's going to do.
Okay.
Tariff on your house.
Mike, every part of me is like, don't ask this question.
There's no baseball nuggets today.
That's true.
We have Chris Berman's dog.
No, that is not who that is. Which will be higher? Trump's electoral college votes, 312.
Okay, good. I'm glad you gave me that number.
Or Patrick Mahomes' passing and rushing yards combined?
Trump.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Mahomes.
He's been throwing for what? Like kind of 220-ish then running for like 40-ish?
And he ran a lot in the Super Bowl last year, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to – I would – if you made me bet the 312 over under, I'm going to take under on 312.
Yeah, I'm with Mike on that.
It's really weird how they're setting these numbers. They just go over under 312. Like, no, over under Trump's thing.
That's why I told you the answer. That's why I told you the answer. By the way, if you think an offensive lineman
– did they not have that and you just know Trump's electoral vote is that?
I looked it up.
Wow. That's a lot of research.
Is it –
yeah, to know that 312, and then you see that number, go, what else could be 312? And then he finds out the Electoral College is 312? The one that gave Trump. I don't even know what Biden got. 311,
I guess. Holy crap, that's my kid's orthopedist. I gotta go. I'll be back, guys.
How many electoral votes do you think there are?
Unlimited.
What? That is not accurate. All right. By the way, if you think an offensive lineman is going to score a touchdown, 28-1, stop it. I don't want to hear it. Coming up next, we will talk with NWSL Commissioner and Sports Illustrated Innovator of the Year, Jessica Berman, right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, things are always moving and shaking and changing on Radio Row. So we're going to pivot right here. Excuse me, Media Row. So we're going to pivot right here. And instead, how about we do some Forgiveness Friday, 877-881-1053. Do you need to ask somebody for forgiveness? Does somebody need to ask you for forgiveness? Or did you not vote for this man? Alec, please give me cut number 11, because who needs forgiveness is the Hall of Fame voters, the Hall of Fame voters, and the Hall of Fame voters.
Ball at the 8-yard line. Pressure on Cunningham. Oh! Intercepted. Darren Woodson.
That's six, baby. Nobody's touching him.
He'll go all the way. And this crowd will be silenced.
So I told you in the crosstalk, Mike, I've definitely come around to your point of view about how he's not going to get in, Darren Woodson, that is, until he gets to the senior committee. That was evidenced again this morning I was watching ESPN, and Adam Schefter was taking aim at the small Hall of Fame class. And they were like, you know, obviously they talked about Eli, and they're like, what about this guy? What about this guy? What about this guy? And then, like, I don't know, the sixth person he brought up was like, oh, yeah, Darren Woodson. And so I'm not saying that's indicative of how the voters feel, but he does feel like an afterthought to some of these people. And the fact that he didn't make the Hall of Fame when there were open spots.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, because you get five modern candidates and up to three senior candidates, they elected one senior candidate and three modern candidates. That meant, from the modern point of view, they had two openings, and they did not deem Darren Woodson worthy. So, Mike, I know you've been saying this for a while. What's that?
I really think that's malpractice on their part.
It's embarrassing
to me.
I really
do think it's bad.
Like,
Mike, we're big-time fans of Darren Woodson. Mike really never liked Darren Woodson that much.
Mike loves
except for he
Darren
wore his
Woodson.
Number. But Mike was really, you were being very realistic with the thought on that. We were definitely going from the heart, but also believing that this dude was a Hall of Fame player. He should be. He is a Hall of Fame player.
For sure.
He's that kind of talent, and he's represented the NFL so well ever since, too. So that's one of the things that I just don't understand, but I guess because the fame part, he really didn't capture everybody's heart while he played. That's unfortunate.
And he played for the Cowboys. That is not good when it comes to the Hall of Fame.
Man, and you've seen it with the senior committee, with Cliff Harris, Drew Pearson. Like, that has been the avenue for multiple Cowboys to have to wait to get in.
It's great in a lot of ways. It's just the one thing you'd say, what's a negative playing for the Cowboys? You will be kind of knocked in the Hall of Fame vote. They are going to knock you. Look at DeMarcus Ware. We thought he was easy a first ballot Hall of Famer, and it took him two times. And you're just like, wow, I can't believe it. Even he went to Denver, and he wasn't the stud defensive player then. He was – Von Miller was their stud. But he was a really good defensive player for him, so he got the Super Bowl. He had the resume that easily gets you in, and they're like, he played for the Cowboys. He ain't getting in the first vote.
So what you're saying is because Romo and Dak played for the Cowboys, they're not going to be able to get in? That's good.
That would not necessarily be my reasoning.
Yeah, I don't know. When you have four combined playoff wins between those two, how do you keep them out?
Dang it. I knew better.
That's a great point.
All right.
Well, I mean, the people who got in must have been incredible and must have all had resumes that dwarfed Darren Woodson.
Yes,
for example,
absolutely.
Eric Allen. So Eric Allen made the Pro Bowl six times. Darren Woodson only five. So I guess if you care about that nonsense, that's more. Let's see. Number of Super Bowls won. Zero. Darren Woodson, number of Super Bowls won, three. Number of first-team All-Pro selections, Eric Allen, one. Darren Woodson, three, back-to-back-to-back, in a season in which they made it to the NFC Championship game, and then a season in which they made it to the Super Bowl. I know they don't. Look, it's a cornerback versus a safety, so the interception statistics clearly are on the side of Eric Allen, while the tackle statistics are clearly on the side of Darren Woodson. But
he's 21st all-time in interceptions.
Yeah.
That's really far down on the list. He's behind Eugene Robinson, right just barely above Mel Renfro. Like, I don't know, man. I wouldn't have done that.
And I just wanted to use him as an example of that's – who we're putting in, and not Darren Woodson.
Is Cubby in? Everson Walls?
No.
No.
57 interceptions to Eric Allen's 54.
Yeah.
And also, like, one of the most amazing seasons we've ever, like,
yes.
heard of.
Yes.
His rookie year?
Yes.
But he played for the Cowboys.
Yeah. And he won a championship with the Giants.
Wow. Wow.
And see, from the 254... maybe y'all are putting Cowboys players on too high a pedestal. I don't think so.
I'm not trying to put all of them in. There's a select few.
I'm just putting these two side by side to look at their resume. Super Bowls, Woodson, first team.
I think most writers hate the Cowboys, and they hate how much coverage they get, and their stuff doesn't get as much coverage. Now, remember, this is coming from a person who's quit the Cowboys, but I it's not right. But I do get it from their perspective. They're like, F the Cowboys. I write for – Washington, yeah. or I write for Kansas City or whoever it is, and they're like, they get all the coverage all the time. Yeah, their careers are more famous. You know, these people are more famous covering the NFL because they're covering the Cowboys. Screw them. I'm not putting them in the Hall of Fame. And I think you're going to see it with Jason Witten next year. I really do.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get in. I just don't think it'll be first ballot. Well, and does he deserve it? 100% he deserves it.
I don't necessarily think first ballot anyway. But so I don't think the Cowboy thing's holding him back. That's just my opinion on Jason Witten.
Okay.
But I do think that he'll get in. I just don't think it's the Cowboy thing. I just think that he's a little lower down on that
Michael
list.
Michael Irvin struggled to get in.
Yeah. I mean, that's a valid
point.
That's
true. That is true. All right. So I want to take you to an insurance company. I think they need to ask for forgiveness because this dude at a St. Bonaventure women's game, he got picked. Have you seen this story?
No, but I have a St. Bonaventure story.
You do?
That is from Radio Row over there in just a little bit. Go ahead and give your story.
That is crazy. So he did the challenge where, you know, you hit the layup, hit the free throw, hit the three-pointer, and then shoot the half-court shot. It was for $10,000. He makes the half-court shot, and the insurance company is like, I think your foot was on the half-court line. Not over the half-court line, but on the half-court line.
Insurance companies are the worst.
Yeah, so we're not giving you the money. And he was like, but nobody told me that was the case. And they were like, nope, sorry. So what happened was, I guess St. Bonaventure was playing UMass. UMass offered the fan four tickets in a suite, two courtside seats to a UMass women's game, and $100 in concession stand gift cards.
Nice. That's a haul right there.
Compared to $10,000.
I think that's about $10,000 worth of merch. You know?
I'm
pretty sure it's
think
even.
It's not.
That stinks.
That sucks, man.
It's only $10,000, insurance company. What are y'all doing?
Well, when you have $150 billion for each insurance company, it's really tough to give out 10 grand to people who actually accomplished something.
Kevin, yesterday,
doctors who actually did their work, or to parents who have paid for the insurance, and then they're expecting you to cover the insurance.
And you know what makes me even madder?
They take money from the doctors. They take money from us. I know I have a wife who's a doctor, but They suck off of both sides.
Yes, and so we've had issues with like car insurance going up or homeowners insurance going up. And you know what the insurance company said when my wife called them? Oh, we had to pay out more on our claims than we made this year. And we're like, that sounds like your problem. We didn't make a claim this year. Like, that's your problem. Yeah, that's not our problem.
What insurance company was it?
Ooh.
You don't want to call them out?
I don't remember.
I know that I always wonder this, and I would never pull this off, and it's too late now because I'm 47. If you just never insured anything. Now, I know that they make you insure a car or you can't drive, but like, what if you insured nothing and you just went like, I'm just going to pay the bills, and I'm going to never give a dime to any insurance company? I always wonder. I know that there are people in certain situations where insurance has come in play big time. But I just wonder, like, if you stay somewhat healthy, you don't have any major wrecks, any major things, like, would you make out better in life never having insurance from, like, say, the age 18 until the age you die?
That's an interesting question.
Kevin, yesterday, on Radio Row, I'm standing over near the Nickelodeon setup.
Hey, is that a wrestling person?
It is a wrestling belt.
Oh,
that is a wrestling belt.
You know wrestling?
Is that not a boxing belt?
Oh,
that is a belt.
Oh, it's a
boxing. Yeah, I think it's a boxing
belt. That is a strap,
though,
as they call it, or a championship.
Mm-hmm.
As I was standing around, St. Bonaventure's college radio station is here.
The Bonnies.
And they were over there, and I heard the host bring the segment in and say, I'm Jim, that's John, that's Terry. Who are you? To the guest? And I thought that was the funniest thing.
Oh,
What is rule number one? Know the guest. At least know the guest. And he threw that out there. And I was like, that's hilarious.
Wow.
So good luck to Jim and Terry
Who
and John-ish.
Are you?
I don't really remember their names.
That's a great way to start it off.
I bet you do. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter Super Bowl Snack Edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what is your number one food to have this Sunday? Let's do that next, live from Radio Row in New Orleans on 105.3 The Fan.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.